So again, Jeff, maybe you can just sort of talk a little bit about how you think through people like this who present with brain mets who have targetable mutations such as this patient.
My experience with EGFR TKIs and brain mets is that they have a great chance of working, and they're very reliable, CNS active. I saw that with erlotinib when we used that as a first-line drug, and it's even more convincing data now with first-line osimertinib. And so that reliable CNS activity combined with the tolerability, both systemic and CNS control, makes that my go-to regimen. I don't routinely use radiation if the lesions are asymptomatic, and even if they're symptomatic, I sometimes find that the response to a TKI is in fact more brisk. I've had symptomatic patients where I start them on the TKI as they're trying to get their radiation planned and scheduled, and by the time radiation comes around, they're better. And so a lot of my patients now will start TKI alone. You know, the idea is that you might see signals in the NGS of possible resistance. You talk about the HER2, like, are there some patients where the TKI won't work reliably, right? And that's not usually the case. The one that I would zoom in on is if you see MET amplification, that might give you de novo resistance. It's very rare. But for this patient, I think that the HER2 was a distraction, and really just the TKI has a good chance of working. To be clear, there was data in a retrospective analysis published in the JCO that patients seemed to do better when they got SRS with their TKI instead of patients who got TKI, then SRS. There were some biases in that cohort. Patients who did great on TKI and never needed SRS weren't included in the cohort, right? So I don't fully trust that. There's no prospective data to say that we need radiation added. And so I will often tell patients it's an important tool. I'm going to save it for later and the associated toxicity for later so we can stick with good systemic therapy first.
And actually, Matt, you ran the thing at SNO. And one of the big questions was patients like this one that Estella had who could get stereotactic. Do you do the stereotactic and give targeted therapy, osimertinib? Can you comment on what came out at the meeting and also how you approach this question?
Well, first of all, you know, we certainly talked about the paper that Jeff mentioned, which really had its liabilities. And the other one that I wanted to really point out was that that study really focused on the use of the first and second generation EGFR TKIs, which, as Jeff said, we definitely had CNS response, but osimertinib has been much more robust on that front. And so I think the interesting talk at the meeting was really how there's been an evolution from, you know, let's use SRS up front and let TKI do the heavy lifting for the brain mets that are bound to follow, but with the better effectiveness, but also with the longer longevity of our patients, we actually have to pay more attention to the downstream toxicity. You know, if patients only had 1 year life expectancy, there's really very little chance of radionecrosis at a year. But as patients live longer and do better on our kind of menu of TKIs and subsequent therapies, we really are seeing clinically meaningful radionecrosis. So it's been kind of an opportunity to say, can we let the TKIs do the heavy lifting as long as we can? Can we kind of do a little closer surveillance of those patients, which is kind of our practice, where our Gamma Knife team will say we're okay with holding off, but let's get a scan in 4 or 6 weeks instead of waiting for 2 or 3 months. These are some of the ways we mitigate. Ironically, we're more comfortable in the very low burden disease to kind of let TKIs do the heavy lifting. But ironically, on the other end of the curve, when patients have extensive disease where whole brain is the only radiation approach, if they're not symptomatic, but they have that miliary, just too numerous to count lesions in the brain, we've also had kind of been willing to try to let TKIs do their work and to, again, follow them closely clinically and imaging-wise. And a lot of those patients we can spare from whole brain and all of its attendant toxicities.